Well, hello and welcome to the No Filter Needed podcast, where we cut the fluff, expel those myths, and kick unobtainable standards to the curb. I am your host, Camilla Collins, self-image consultant, author, and founder of multiple beauty and creative entertainment agencies. I am super passionate about empowering people to change their self-perception and reimagine not just the beauty, but the huge amount of power within themselves. And this podcast is in support of my mission to do just that. Everything that you see in others exists in you. Think about that for a minute. We can be all too quick to pass judgment on others, but too slow to reflect on ourselves. But your judgment of another person says more about you than it does about them, because we only know what we know, and so we can only recognize in others what we have already recognized within ourselves, even if that's on a subconscious level. Everything outside of us is a reflection of ourselves internally. So what we perceive on the outside is actually dictated by what's going on the inside. Now, while this may be a tough pill to swallow, we can actually use this to our advantage. If we see something that we don't like in another person, then that's a really good indicator of a specific area that we need to address or to work on. Because often the traits that we don't like in other people are actually the traits that we have within ourselves. Think about it. If you weren't aware of it, then you wouldn't even notice it and therefore would have no reason or desire to even judge. Your judgmental thoughts could be indicating a whole host of insecurities. It could be on an identity level, some hidden resentments, or perhaps your perceived weaknesses and faults. Projection is a defense and control mechanism to try and deal with the things that we cannot accept about ourselves. And in some cases, it can result in false accusations, like people who are cheating on their partners, but then accuse their partners of cheating. Or someone who has a behavior that they can't control. It could be anger or an addiction. And so they point it out to others with comments like, oh, you need to control your temper, or I think you're drinking too much. We use projection to deflect and as a barrier and coping mechanism so as not to have to face the things that we don't know how to handle or how to deal with within ourselves. And it's assigning our own feelings about ourselves onto others because we cannot accept it within ourselves. It's nothing more than passing the blame. And doing that makes you a victim as you're not taking responsibility of yourself. But instead of projecting onto others and essentially running away, we have to face it in order to heal, to overcome the negativity we feel towards ourselves. So let's just look at projection for a minute. There are three generally accepted types of projection. Neurotic projection, which is probably the most common and the one that most clearly meets the definition of defense mechanism. And in this type of projection, people can attribute feelings, attitudes, or motives that they find unacceptable in themselves to someone else, which is the examples that I've just mentioned. But there is also complementary projection, which occurs when you assume others feel the same way that you do. So, for example, a person with a particular stance or viewpoint on something might take it for granted that friends and family share those beliefs also. And then there is complementary projection, which is the assumption that other people can do the same things as well as you. So for an example, an accomplished makeup artist might take it for granted that other people can do their makeup well. As a makeup artist, I don't do this, but I have to exercise patience with my parents when it comes to technology. So, as I said in my previous video, if you ask better questions, then you get better answers. And this will allow you to uncover what is really going on so that you can work through it. So, when you find yourself judging someone, ask yourself, what is being reflected back at me? What exactly is it about this person that I so strongly dislike or like? Do I behave like they are behaving? Have I ever behaved like they are? What could this be teaching me? Or even how can I use this information? What can I do or what action can I take that would allow me to work through it? And also notice the positives and ask the same questions. It's beneficial to take an intentional moment to recognize the good traits within you as much as it is as the bad ones, because it builds self-awareness. We can only love and accept others to the degree that we love and accept ourselves. No amount of love and acceptance from others will make you fully love and accept yourself. You need to provide that for you. Remember, what we focus on the most, we attract into our lives. And this works for both positive things and negative. I promoted raising your curiosity, open-mindedness, and flexible thinking in the last episode, and this is exactly what will allow you to more easily recognize the lessons that are coming up for you each day within the people that you come across and the situations you find yourself in. Always look for the lessons and think of every person you meet as a teacher. And when you find yourself judging another person, bring your thoughts back around to yourself and look within to see the areas that you need to work on. None of us are perfect. We all have work to do, and this exercise will build your compassion for others as well as your compassion for yourself. So look at it as people who show up in your life as a feedback mechanism and a prompt to look within and either better or in some cases heal yourself. People also tend to show up at just the right time, so keep that in mind too. Remember, the people who cause a negative reaction within you can actually be your greatest teachers. If you found this useful, then please give this a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. And I'll see you soon for more mindset shares and lifestyle insights. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good takeaways from today. And if so, then please do leave a review. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can find further insights and tools over at CamillaCollins.com.